Think presidential elections are unpredictable? Wait till you catch the selection process for a new pope in the movie thriller Conclave. Based on a best-selling airport read, it is, says critic Bob Mondello, a potboiler that starts bubbling in its opening moments.
A throbbing score accompanies Cardinal Lawrence, played by Ralph Fiennes, as he walks briskly through the Vatican to join fellow cardinals at the pontiff's bedside, where John Lithgow's Cardinal Tremblay makes a somber affirmation.
The Pope is dead. The throne is vacant.
This means convening a conclave, sequestering all the world's cardinals in the Sistine Chapel while they select a new pope. Lawrence will be the organizer.
The supervision of the selection is a duty I never thought I'd have to perform.
He is briskly efficient, taking care not to play favorites, though he's friends with Stanley Tucci's liberal American cardinal, who some think has an inside track.
Have you seen the papers?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's already decided it's to be me.
And I happen to agree with them.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us.
I'm not.
Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
And let it go to him? I could never live with myself.
Him is an Italian conservative who wants to take the church back a few decades. There's also a candidate from Nigeria who's angling to be the first African pope. And just to throw a wrench in things, there's a wild card.
Another cardinal has turned up. He was never on our list.
He has to be an imposter.
At which point, things get squirrely fast. There's a secret letter.
Where did you get this?
Suggesting intrigue.
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
Threats.
You should be careful, Thomas.
Watchful nuns who weigh in.
Although we sisters are supposed to be invisible, God has nevertheless given us eyes and ears.
Fiennes investigates.
What did you discuss with the Holy Father in that final meeting?
Which raises hackles.
I should pretend this conversation never took place.
But it has taken place.
Starting to sound like an episode of House of Cardinals, right?
This is a conclave. It's not a war.
It is a war. And you have to commit to a side.
Wars, let's note, are something director Edward Berger knows a bit about. His last film, 2022's All Quiet on the Western Front, laid out the German side of World War I so effectively it was nominated for 9 Academy Awards and took home Best International Feature. In that one, he trafficked in mud and blood. In Conclave, he's got mud slinging and scarlet, ceremonial robes swirling in a persuasively reproduced Sistine Chapel, along with a bit of purplish prose.
There was one sin which I had come to fear above all others, certainty. If there was only certainty and no doubt, there would be no mystery, and therefore no need for faith.
It's all terribly serious and a bit silly in the way the plot twists pile up. You'll see some of them coming, but the screenplay lobs one Hail Mary that'll knock viewers sideways, which means Conclave has made the transition from a good airport read to what will someday be a good in-flight watch. In the meantime, it's going to fill a lot of the pews at your local cinema. I'm Bob Mondello.